Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Nevada State Treasurer Dan Schwartz joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Howard Rosenberg, Sam Kumar, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association. Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Dan Schwartz. He's the Nevada State Treasurer. It's been a while since you've been on the program, so welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, so let's talk about a firestorm. ESAs, Education Savings Account, not vouchers, correct?
Right.
Okay. First of all, explain what the difference is.
There's a huge difference. And again, this has to do with there's a lawsuit that was filed, which I'm not the lawyer on the case, but is defective. They claim that the ESAs are about vouchers. Vouchers are about direct payments from the state to whomever, whereas the ESAs, we're paying the parents, who then can decide where the money should go. Obviously, there are limits, but they're radically different.
There are a lot of people that are confused about this because of some of the rules and regulations. And I was listening to you on public radio yesterday,
right.
And you were talking about the fact that, you, in your opinion, the legislation was poorly written in terms of how this would be distributed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take away from Senator Hammond. I think he did a good job in writing the legislation and getting it through the legislature and the governor's signature, but it's just poorly drafted. And I think the single most critical element is the 100-day requirement.
And most contentious.
It is very contentious.
Okay, I mean, I am hearing from parents and from members of the public. My phone is ringing off the hook about this because people just don't understand. Was it really a question of the state just didn't have enough money to be able to put out to everybody that was already going to private schools, charter schools?
Yeah, I mean, I needless to say, we've had two public workshops, and 95% of each of them was about the 100 days. And Senator Hammond himself said that the reason it was put in there was to prevent a $200 million budget shortfall. which again raises the question: is if you've passed this bill, shouldn't you be ready to fund it?
Oh, okay. And how much is this bill going to cost in its current form? What's the estimate?
Well, the estimate now is before any changes is about $30 million. And again, I don't totally. I think the 100 days was probably somewhat arbitrary. Maybe an accountant in the inner recesses of the LCB figured out that this was what it should be. But it's really got your phone's ringing off the hook. I've heard 4 hours of testimony twice now. That is the number one issue.
Okay, so do you think that there is going to end up being a special session of the legislature? Do you think the governor will call one to resolve this issue? Because it seems on the surface kind of crazy that if you have kids, for example, autistic kids in special education of some kind that isn't within the school district, that they would have to be pulled out of that, put into the school district where it really doesn't work for them. The same story where kids are comfortable going to charter schools already or parochial schools, and they're going to be pulled out and put into the system and then pulled out again 100 days later.
The state treasurer's office, which I'm the main man, we are urging the governor to call a special session. He obviously makes that decision. It's no secret that he is also negotiating an economic package. And our understanding, again, I don't want to give away any house secrets, but that if he's able to push this economic passage through, that there's likely to be a special session that the ESA would possibly be included.
Okay, so explain, because this is news to me, and
right.
Probably news to a lot of our viewers. So this is something that the governor is working on with the idea of calling a special session. What would that economic package entail?
Again, I don't. I ran into Mary St. Martin, who's his spokeswoman, and she put out some news that I was misleading the Nevada people by suggesting, and more likely than not, there'll be a special session. Sam, this is no secret. I mean, the legislature knows about it. The governor's own office knows about it. I think they're tough negotiations. And, you know, the governor is not a businessman. He's a very capable public servant. But, you know, in the business world, some deals work out and some don't. And I give him a lot of credit for entering into the negotiations and trying to push it. I think Tesla's a great deal. I think this would be a great deal. But that's, as I say, it's no secret. And I hope he's successful. He's negotiated there. We've got some competition from some other states. And again, our understanding is that if he is successful, that he would call a special session. And this—it was actually in the paper. This is supposed to be a plant in North Las Vegas.
Okay, so this is based around the car company that's similar in ways to Tesla. That's a battery op.
It's electric motors,
yeah.
I think, is what it is.
Although it's very murky, you know, the company itself. I mean, we hardly know anything about that company. So what you're saying is that this is the deal that the governor is working on. It would take a special session if they were to give the kind of benefits
right.
that Tesla received out of
right.
this in the form of tax breaks, et cetera,
right.
and that the ESAs would be included in this. Have you heard in any definitive way that ESAs would be included? And this is really a long shot. I mean,
my own opinion is, regardless, as I say, what we've heard is what I said. In other words, that if he's able to successfully negotiate the electric motor, and I gather Mayor Lee is very keen on it as well, because it'll be in North
Las Vegas.
Well,
sure he is. There's nothing there at Apex. I mean, that's
right.
The problem with the park is it has no infrastructure. They're negotiating to get water there at this point in time.
Yeah. No, I mean, as I say, I give the governor a lot of credit. I think we're trying to sort of quick start an infrastructure and economic development package in this state. And it's to do that, it's going to take we're going to have to give up some things. I mean, I think the Tesla deal is a good one. So if he can do that, that's great. I would still argue for a special session anyway. I mean, this is one of the first really popular programs that the state has done. And I mean, you've seen it. I've seen it. Everybody's involved. Everybody wants it. But it's, again, my understanding is that this really hinges on the success of this economic program.
Okay. Do you think that the governor would ask the legislature to provide either an additional $170 million in funding, or where would that money be taken from to be able to make this complete?
I think the governor, there's multiple steps here. One is that he can take away the 100 days. That's probably not likely. But he can begin, there's certain exceptions. For example, military families. We heard a lot from military families who move around. This is difficult for them. Special needs kids, you can create an exception for them. The one we'd like to see, which is now contrary to state law, is the ability to take one online course for private school kids or for homeschoolers. So, and then don't forget, the governor's raised about $1 billion in new taxes, so he might have to reallocate some of those funds.
All right, let's take a break more with Dan Schwartz when we come back.
Mark your calendars for Senior Fest on September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall. Information booths, entertainment, food samplings, wellness screenings, flu shots, and the El Dorado Salteria, a theatrical Cirque sensation. That's Senior Fest, September 8th from 9 to 2 at the Reno Town Mall at the corner of South Virginia and Peckham Lane. Call Senior Spectrum at 348-0717 for information. Senior Fest is brought to you by these fine sponsors.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Nevada State Treasurer, Dan Schwartz. So, going back to this, have you talked to the governor about any of this? Or are you just talking to people in the office?
I'm talking to people in the office.
Are you talking to Mike Wilden, the chief of staff? I mean, can you share with us? Obviously you've been attacked privately
right.
for talking about this.
Right.
Please give credibility to what you're talking about by telling us what level you're talking to. Are you talking to Dale Urquiaga? These are the closest people to the governor.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I as I say, I have to be careful. This was shared with me in confidence, so I am reluctant to disclose whom I've talked to, but I have talked to senior people both in the governor's immediate office and those who are agency heads who are around the governor's office.
Have you spent time since the session talking to the governor at all?
I don't think it's any great secret. I have great respect for the governor, but there's not a very close personal relationship. So we meet at Board of Finance meetings. My staff meets with him with Board of Estimate meetings, but there's been no personal conversations.
Okay. Could you call the relationship cordial?
Yeah, I think it's cordial.
Were you surprised at the treatment you and Controller Connect received at the legislature when you were testifying?
I have to admit I was. We came in there, the legislature, Senator Kiekhoffer said he wanted to have a hearing on the alternative budget, and we came into an ambush. Personally, you know, I'm pretty thick-skinned, so it didn't bother me, but a lot of other people were bothered, and I think it didn't. I think what I proposed actually makes a good deal of sense. One of your colleagues or competitors, Mr. Ralston, asked whether I still believed in it. It was 3 pages. I said, yeah, I think what I proposed, obviously it had to be built out. The governor's proposal was, I think their budget is 32 or 3,400 pages, whatever. But this was meant to be sort of a macro view of how what I would suggest for the budget.
And would you consider it more of an executive summary?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty. It was pretty basic. Is I had no issue with the continuing the sunset taxes. I wouldn't let him sunset, but okay, he needs the money. The cigarette taxes are fine, but the Nevada voted 4-1 against a margins tax, and I didn't understand why this is sitting in front of us when, and the governor himself said he didn't want it. So, you know, that to this day is, you know, something that, you know, for reasons best known to himself, the governor proposed it.
Well, I mean, this has been a 30-year mission of the gaming industry and other industries to get this passed. So I don't think it was a great surprise that they were going after it, but...
Yeah, and what I was disappointed is I wanted to double the slot tax, and the governor originally had included that in his budget, and then the final budget that passed, it was gone. So it does raise some questions in my mind. We all know the answer. What is the influence of the gaming industry in this state?
I would say pretty huge, sir. What's the difference between running for state treasurer and being the state treasurer?
It's huge.
You're a longtime businessman, very successful businessman.
Right. No, thanks, Sam. As I said, when I was originally asked if I'd be interested, I was somewhat on the fence because I said, well, this is mostly cash management. Well, in fact, cash management is about 5 or 10% of my job. We're overseeing the state portfolios, the general fund, the LGIP, Local Government Investment Program. We have a huge college savings program. We're now in charge of the ESAs. We issue all the state's debt. And then on top of that, we run the unclaimed property. So it's a really very large office with some important responsibilities.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm getting there. It's, it's tough.
All right. Yeah. Listen, thank you for being here today. We welcome you to come back soon to talk more about this. Appreciate all the information you've given us.
Good. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Thanks for your help anyway.
What's wrong?
Looks like we won't have dental insurance when I retire.
What?
These guys are seeing...
It's a fact. 90% of Americans today lose their dental insurance once they retire. And Medicare just doesn't cover routine dental work. If you're without coverage or soon will be, you should give us a call. Physicians Mutual Insurance Company has affordable dental insurance to help pay for the care you need. Look, even a simple checkup can cost over $100. And other services like root canals or bridges can cost you hundreds more. But for as little as a dollar a day, we can help cover more than 300 procedures. Things like cleanings, fillings, crowns, even dentures. Plus, you can see any dentist you want. There are no networks, no deductibles, and no annual maximum. Call this number now for a free information kit with all the details about this affordable dental insurance. Don't get caught without the coverage you need. Take control of your dental health. Call now.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel as always. John Sandy IV is here. We have Howard Rosenberg and Sam Kumar. Pleasure to have you all here on the program. A lot to feast on from our previous two segments. Where would you like to start, John?
Well, for me, it's probably pretty easy. I actually was involved in the ESA discussion during the legislature and have been following it since the implementation of the regs and as the program's kind of unwound. And Obviously, there's a lot of information there, especially now with the ACLU's lawsuit, which was anticipated. I think this story is only going to get more and more scintillating and interesting as we move towards implementing and hopefully funding education savings accounts for kids starting next year.
Okay, so you've absolutely avoided all the interesting parts
okay,
there.
So one thing I will tell you,
Faraday Motor Company, I mean, it was like a ghost company a month or so ago, wanting to move into Apex, looking for the kind of deal that Tesla got, but without any of the history, background, money, et cetera, that goes along with that. Is this even real?
Well, I think the history and the money might be different. I don't think it does have the history. That doesn't mean it doesn't have the money. I think there's some Chinese funding, probably some local investors, and those are the conversations the governor's having right now. And obviously, Apex is a very attractive site for North Las Vegas and for us as a state. I think the possibility of having a special session for that is pretty high. It's still a business deal, as the treasurer said, so it's subject to collapse. And if there is a special session, I'd say there's a 50-50 chance that ESAs finds itself on the list.
The tune of $170 million extra?
I see that, and that's a problem. I mean, and the people that don't know is that the 100-day thing was a non-starter. I mean, that was just, we got an ESA program that's universal school choice for children because of that 100-day, and that was taken from Arizona.
Okay, Howard, you are on the school board of Washoe County. You're a trustee. Your thoughts on all of this, especially the ESAs?
The bottom line is really very simple. Kids need consistency. They need to be educated in a simple scope and sequence way. You don't say, now you learn one way and you learn another way, because that's not how the universe works. We all learn pretty much the same way when we are trained to behave ourselves like human beings, to be kind to one another.
Okay, hang on. You're losing me here.
I'm not going where you want to go.
Okay, well, let's talk about the ESAs. Is this something that is beneficial? Your school superintendent was terrific on this program the other day because she said when we got to the ESAs, bring it on. She was competitive. She is fighting. That's exactly what the whole idea of school choice is supposed to be. How do you feel about this?
I don't like the idea because it creates uneven playing fields for the kids. There are some of these kids that will not profit by having 100 days of this and then going into a situation and then maybe come back to the situation. By the time you finish, you've lost a year of a kid's life. I don't like them.
Well, it's not a year. It's 100 days.
It's a year of a child's life by the time he moves back and forth.
Sam?
I think ESAs are a great program. And to me, competition is a great thing. Apple makes better computers because of Microsoft and Google, and that's what we need to do. Obviously, I disagree to state the obvious with the 100-day requirement, and I'm not sure if funding was the real reason behind it. I don't know what the real reasons are. But it worsens the situation because we are already saying that schools are crowded. By bringing in a bunch of additional kids from the private school system into the education system, into the county school districts, now we have worsened the situation of overcrowding. We should have never put that in place.
Howard, you're busting to respond.
I agree. I agree. There's no reason for me going any further, Sam. The problem is very simple. You still are dealing with kids. They are all different, but they're all very much the same, too. Parental involvement is very simple. Teach your children how to behave and let them learn. And when they don't learn and someone calls you and says, your kid's got a problem, take the responsibility for the problem. Don't put it off on the teacher. It's not fair, it's not right, and it's not helpful.
John?
So I agree with pretty much what they both say about the 100 days, but it's just not the reality and political reality, and that's what we had to deal with in coming up with a solution. We weren't going to put a $200 million hole in the budget, especially when the new tax package hadn't had a chance to unroll out. On Mr. Rosenberg's point, I don't agree that all children learn the exact same and that just a one-size-fits-all makes sense. Is that we can tailor education nowadays with technology and different teaching habits to cater to students and recognize their differences and try and create a situation and environment where they learn best.
If I can jump in real quick, the argument you made, you know, the 100-day requirement was put in place as much as we all disagree to get it through. Mm-hmm. that's a kind of constraint which we have placed upon ourselves, and we have built upon that constraint, which allows people like Trump to jump up and say, this is the problem with the system, this is what needs to be fixed. And that's the opening that's created. We need to challenge ourselves to break through some of those constraints and stop putting such constraints and understand what's the most practical way to do it and go make it happen.
So I agree it's a constraint, but it's a constraint for children that are already in private school and their parents are already paying for, and have the ability to pay for, maybe not the most ability, maybe they're working 2-3 jobs for that, and I get it and I sympathize with that. However, the child that's currently in a failing school right now, tomorrow, can go sign up for an ESA and have funding and have access. There's no 100-day requirement.
You've got 15 seconds.
There is no failing school. Children are learning. Did you have a choice as to who you wanted as your teacher, what kind of teaching you wanted? Did your parents give you that choice? Or did they say, there's the school kid, go and learn? And you learned, didn't you?
Absolutely. And
So the system must have something going for it.
That's where we have to leave it. Thank you all. We'll be right back.
For public schools.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
At the Lazy Boy Labor Day Sale, finding great prices on great-looking furniture is no work at all. Hurry in for amazing savings on a wide selection of styles throughout the store. Save on recliners and chairs, sofas and love seats, sectionals and more. Plus special financing available. The Lazy Boy Labor Day Sale. Hard-working savings. Easy to live with comfort. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Hi, Ricky Stebbins, Pro One Automotive, your one-stop shop for all your vehicle needs. At Pro One Automotive, we know trucks, cars, and SUVs, gas or diesel, and have the technicians and a 14-bay shop for any job. Belts and hoses, fuel injection, transfer cases, brakes, tune-ups, whatever your vehicle needs, we're here for you. At Pro One Automotive, customer satisfaction is our number one priority, serving Northern Nevada since 1986.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is proudly sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, Capital Partners and District Strategies, the Nevada Mining Association, and the Nevada Trucking Association.
On our next broadcast, Ty Cobb joins us. He's a former special advisor to President Reagan for National Security Affairs. We're talking the Iran deal on the next show.